When you think of the tools in a police officer's toolkit, things like handcuffs, pepper spray, and stun guns may come to mind. But there's another tool you might not have heard of. It's called the WRAP, W-R-A-P. It's a body restraint that straps around suspects' legs tight so they can't kick or fight back. The WRAP was invented 20 years ago by two former Walnut Creek police officers. They say it's never killed or injured anyone. However, newly released body camera footage of the death of James Greer back in 2014 showed he died while inside the WRAP. So how can the police and the public know what devices are safe? KALW's Holly J. McDeed has the story. And a quick warning to our listeners, some of the tape you're about to hear may be disturbing.
Attorney Fulvio Cajina remembers watching the body camera footage of James Greer's death for the first time.
My camera's going too, by the way.
What's that? You're not under arrest. How much you had to drink tonight?
Nothing.
The chaotic scene was filmed back in 2014.
He was pulled over. We believe it was for driving goofy. That's what one of the officers said.
In the video, an officer can be heard giving Greer a sobriety test. Hayward and Bart officers are at the scene. Cajina says Greer starts panicking and takes a couple of steps back.
Wait. Don't be walking away.
Wait.
What are you guys doing to me?
Hey, relax. Relax.
And then, according to Cajina,
an officer decided to bring him to the floor, to the ground. While on the ground, several officers piled on top of Mr. Greer, tased him repeatedly, and eventually he lost consciousness.
Officers then placed Greer inside a body restraint called the WRAP. It's kind of like a straitjacket for the legs. Officers use it to restrain suspects who seem violent. But Cajina thinks Greer was unconscious by the time officers placed him inside the device.
Doing just fine, buddy.
You all right, bro? Just take a deep breath.
You all right, dude? Hey! Wake up!
And eventually, by the time paramedics arrived and CPR was started, it was too late and Mr. Greer died.
Greer isn't the only person in the Bay Area who has died while inside the WRAP.
We know of at least four cases where people have died under similar circumstances when the WRAP has been used. Again, we don't know if it's the WRAP causing it. That could be one theory, or it's just that the improper use of the WRAP is causing it.
Greer's family has since filed a federal lawsuit against Hayward and Bart Police. Hayward Police Sergeant Tasha DaCosta says she can't comment on pending cases, like Greer's. She says the WRAP is only used in violent confrontations by Hayward higher-ups, who are retrained at least once a year. New devices like the WRAP usually need city council approval.
I know that it's been very effective for us, and it's really helped us to keep people from hurting themselves, being able to contain somebody and calm them down and give them a little bit of time so they're not flailing about and hurting folks.
And actually, the WRAP was brought to Hayward as a safe alternative to the hobble, or hog-tying suspects. That's where suspects' ankles are tied to their handcuffs. Former Walnut Creek police officer Craig Zamalo invented the WRAP.
I used the hog tie probably hundreds of times. There was no risk ever identified to me prior to, you know, the mid-90s. But, you know, they were having maybe 20, maybe 30 deaths across the United States.
So he invented the WRAP. Walnut Creek police started running field tests on the WRAP to see if it would work for them.
We've had two medical studies done on the WRAP, obviously before we ever put it out on the street and used it, wanted to make sure that the risk of injury from its application is basically zero.
But the Greer family attorney, Fulvio Cajina, is skeptical. One of the medical studies was conducted by the Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Deaths, also founded by a former police officer.
No, the FDA does not have to okay this, for instance. You know, the WRAP manufacturers are former police officers. They're making devices for police to use, and no one's really doing any oversight of these devices.
Still, Zamalo insists that no one has ever died or been injured because of the WRAP.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
At a police training academy in Pittsburgh, Zamala gets out the WRAP to show me how it works.
I'm going to put your cuffs on just so you get an idea.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and lay this straight down on your stump. Put your hands behind your back. Been arrested before, see? Okay.
He slides the WRAP leg restraint underneath me. He ties what are basically seat belts around my legs and straps them to a harness on my upper body. Zamalo explains it like this.
When you bring an animal like in to get sutured or something like that, what you'll find the vets will do is they'll wrap them up like in a sheet. They'll wrap them up real tight, and the body, they'll relax because they can't fight. In other words, there's nothing to fight. We found with this is that it locks up the major muscle groups so they can't move, they can't fight the product, so therefore they calm down.
And the wrap is actually kind of cozy. Not being able to move still feels scary though, and I'm not even being arrested. But Zamalo says it's safe. Over 400 law enforcement agencies across the country now use the device.
That's not to say that something might happen. People that we deal with that are violent, most of the time are under the influence of multiple drugs. They aren't necessarily in the best physical condition. They're running their body beyond physically, beyond what it can take.
And, well,
when that happens, the result may be a death.
That's Dr. Joseph Cohen. His job is to explain suspicious deaths. Officially, he's a forensic pathologist. He says so many factors are at play in in-custody deaths that it's hard to blame any one device.
With the use of any device, or any less than lethal use of force device, at some point somebody's going to die in association with the use of that device. No question.
He says that devices like the wrap or the taser are meant to restrain suspects, and force involves an emotional and physical risk. That's just how it goes.
They're invented to control that person without having to shoot and kill that person.
So how can the public know what weapons increase the odds of fatality? It's tricky. James Greer died in the wrap after a long struggle. Greer's family attorney, Fulvio Cajina, says the problem is bigger than the wrap. He doesn't think officers cared about Greer's medical needs.
The wrap leaves you in an upward seated position, and it's impossible to get chest compressions in that position. So many minutes went by because of this wrap that Mr. Greer didn't get the life-saving help he needed.
BART police who were there when Greer died disagree. They say CPR wasn't delayed, and firefighters nearby couldn't provide medical attention until the scene was safe. But Cajina just doesn't buy that officers needed to use the wrap device at all.
There was no need to taser him. There was no need to, like, get on top of him. There's no need to use this wrap device once he's unconscious. The problem with all these devices is the more you give them to the officers, the more they feel like they have to use them.
The coroner's report, issued following Greer's death, said he died as a result of PCP combined with physical exhaustion. The city of Hayward has agreed to settle the case, pending city council approval. In the meantime, the wrap founders say their device should be available to over 1,000 police agencies in the next 5 years. In Hayward, for Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.